Bitch, I can type, okay? I don't understand. Oh my gosh, should we put...
Clicking into the new episode.
Should we put... No, we're not going to click into it. Just tell me when we're starting and then I'll stop clicking.
We're starting.
Well, I still have to click. I didn't expect you to do it right now.
I'm just going to click, click, click. Go ahead, write a novel real fast. Go. She literally just IM'd me. I'm a bitch.
Oh my God. Why do you make fun of the way I type? Just because I'm good at it.
I'm not making fun of your typing. I was more making fun of IMing me. Just doesn't happen.
I mean, it happens every day for me. I am at twerk all day.
I know. Never mind.
Twerk, 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 twerk. That's all I think about, right?
You know what's funny? Is that twerk will makes me think of a song that doesn't use that word in the title or the song at all.
Which song?
So there was this little girl band in the early aughts called the Cheetah Girls.
The Cheetah Girls.
They had a Disney Channel original movie, a DCOM.
Oh my God, my stupid wine glass won't fucking hold on, bitch. I have to concentrate. Okay, I think.
Wait. Had a DCOM.
They had that D?
They had a DCOM where it was a musical, and in the sequel, they went to Spain, and there was one where there was a musical portion where they're strutting down the street, looking at art, interacting with the locals, the Spaniards, the Españoles, you know? And there was a song called Strut.
Okay.
For some strange reason, whenever I hear twerk, I think, you gotta twerk like you mean it. Free your mind is not enough just to mean it. Come on, come on. Raven Simonier was in that.
That's nothing I've ever heard. At all, bitch.
Yeah.
At all. I don't even know. Like, I have zero clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Raven Simonier. You know that's so Raven, right?
I know the bitch is from all of Africa. That's that's all. That I know who the bitch is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where she had like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Her.
Yeah, I know. I know who she is.
Yeah, because she was in this. She was, I guess, the lead girl. Her name was Galleria Garibaldi. And I remember that specifically because she was telling somebody her name. And she was like, Galleria, like a place where you shop.
Oh my God, what the
You know, these are some writings that we don't get anymore. We don't get pieces like that. We don't get quality dialogue like that anymore. And then when the guy that she met in Spain, his name was Angel. And she always referred to him as Angel. It's...
Oh my God.
Oh... you should watch this. And by you, I mean everyone listening. Welcome to Village.
Hi, I'm just as confused as all of you are. I have no fucking clue what, like, this intro was, what we're talking about.
The Cheetah Girls.
Am I even on the same show?
Yeah, the Cheetah Girls.
I feel like I'm on a different podcast right now.
A Disney Channel podcast review.
I'm literally just, like, listening in to something that I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why am I here? Well, to be fair, that's like, 90% of my day is how I feel.
Yeah.
What is this and why am I here? Like, in every situation that I'm constantly in. Why? How?
This is my life.
What am I doing? Who are you? Why are you talking to me?
You realize you're in the mirror. Right? Like yourself in the bathroom.
It's just fucking me at 6 a.m.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, like right out of the shower, fucking wet and shit still. You know,
bitch,
it's like,
who are you?
Who is she? She has No eyebrows. You know, like, that's my fucking problem. Yeah, yeah. Just, like, still no makeup, no eyebrows. Like, who is this bitch?
Look at her. She doesn't know what she's doing with her life. She don't know where she's going. She don't know what time of day it is.
She have it together.
She don't even know what together is.
Bitch, it is 6 a.m. You should be together by now.
You should be drinking wine.
Right? You should drinking your wine. As I am.
With eyebrows right on.
Yeah. Which is everything I am right now. I have eyebrows. I have wine. I am drinking it.
That's it.
That's the extent. I have a laptop and I wrote a novel, apparently.
Yeah.
What's up, bitches? Try and be me.
That's your self-help book. Yeah. That's what she wrote. Yeah. It wasn't a novel. It was self-help.
It was just self-help. Like, you open it to fucking, like, page one. Try and be me. And it's just a picture of me drinking wine with my eyebrows. You know, just like, bam. My eyebrows look good, guys. Just FYI. And they've been on for, like, 17 years right now. I put them on a long time ago. Okay, just to be clear, I don't, like, have no eyebrows at all. But,
oh, okay.
But they're very 90s thin. They're very 90s Christina Aguilera.
They're very 90s, most of the girls that were out there.
Christina was famous for them, but... Yeah, they are very Gwen.
Gwen had really thin eyebrows in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know, she has like a full-ass bush on her face.
They're very... What? I pictured her with a vagina in her face, like a full-on butt. Oh, I was like...
I thought of Gavin.
I was like, what? Damn. I was like a full-on vagina. I was like,
like a full-on,
I was like,
like,
is she another one that's like bi or gay lately?
No, see, like,
because, you know, every girl be having girlfriend lately. Fuck, I feel like I should get one. I need to transition
You know, welcome back, guys. It's been about a month and I had forgotten about this, like, running narrative of the show where Dee Dee decides that, you know what?
I should transition into becoming a
sexuality works in transitional phases.
I can will this. I can will myself becoming a lesbian. That's what's going
to
happen.
Someone is going to be able to tell that you're willing this, that it's not coming to fruition when you're eating
my future
when you're eating
girlfriend.
A box.
If you're out there.
Marielle, run away.
Why? I would never date her.
Why not? Because of her name? That's rude.
Oh my God, Michael.
I wouldn't date a Michael because it would be rude.
There you go, rude.
That would be weird.
I don't know.
Your name is not Marielle. It's not even close to Marielle.
It's close to Michael.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, that's like the girl version of Michael.
Michelle!
No, that's like the Spanish girl version of my... That would be Mariel.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Mariela.
What? What? They're both girl names.
Estefania.
Oh, no.
Racanel.
What?
I dated Racanel.
You dated one?
I date... A racanel.
Oh, I was like, damn. I was like, so did you will this gay thing too? I don't know. Oh my God. So you had forgotten about this joke. Look, we have like two ongoing jokes, and it's me becoming a lesbian and Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is a joke.
Yeah, that's why I said two, bitch.
But she's not
Pay
ours.
Attention. The ongoing joke in the show.
Is that you want to be Ariana Grande in the Thank You Next video.
Always.
Reliving all those movies. Bring it on.
Yeah. I walk into work like thinking that's my character. When I That's how I walk into work. This is why everybody hates me at work. I'm kidding.
Everybody what?
I said this is why everybody hates me at work. I was like, I'm kidding, they don't. I mean, maybe they do. I'm their boss, whatever.
I mean, I assume that everybody hates me at work.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I just feel like it makes it easier for me.
Easier?
Yeah.
To do what? Like, to do your job better because everybody hates you?
To just be disconnected from.
I mean, I don't want to talk to them about their personal life. I mean, though, they typically do.
It happens.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I think in my position, it does happen a lot. But whatever.
It's been a month, guys. It's my birthday month.
Oh my god, it's still your birthday month.
I know.
You are still happy birthdaying and shit.
You are still happy birthdaying.
And shit.
I am. It's my birthday month. We're just finishing up with Virgo season, guys. I hope you haven't been...
Virgoing?
I was going to say anal retenting.
Anal retenting. I was like, I hope you have been analing.
No, I hope you haven't been.
That sounds like a good time, Virgos.
Like, you haven't just been, like, overly analytical of everything and just, like, criticizing the fuck out of yourself. Because you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're listening to this podcast, you have us in your life, you are lucky.
Do they eat? Okay. I mean, yeah. Like, you have us in your life. I was like, are they lucky or are they just like, Mikey and Dee Dee are here. I feel like we can sometimes be a lot and some people are lucky to have us.
They can pause us. They are lucky.
Other people, I don't know. I'm like, ooh, they're getting too much truth from us and it's hurting their feelings.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're still lucky. You have feelings.
Damn.
Click, click, click.
I know. I'm like, I gotta write that one down. Yeah, friend is going through a crisis. I'm going to need examples later to tell the therapist. So, this is what he said.
Right, I just show up to the house one day and you just have like a random stranger. Hi, this is my friend Leslie. If you want to take a seat.
Yeah, just have a seat.
Just wants to talk to you.
I'm just going
to I've told her so much about you.
I was like, I'm just going to print these quotes out. She's been listening to our podcast for the last 37 hours. She's listened to 5 episodes.
Sounds correct. Sounds correct. This is all intro, guys. This is all intro. We've literally been introing you our month that we've been gone.
Oh my god, yeah.
What have we been doing? Staring at the sky.
Bunch of shit.
Oh, I heard eating hole. I was just like...
Have you?
No,
I haven't checked in on our sex life.
No. Have you been eating whole?
No.
Okay. Every time I look over, so we're
at Valley Glen? No, Valley Glen. Oh, Valley Glen's here. Have you been eating whole?
I don't know.
All right, Valley Glen.
I don't think so.
He looks a little too tense for me. I don't think he has. He'd be a little more relaxed if he had been.
He looks like he really wants a skateboard right now.
I mean, I'd want him on a skateboard right now.
Just a half body.
Yeah, Valley Glen. What's up? I mean, anybody on a skateboard. No, not... I take that back, motherfuckers. Not anybody on a skateboard. Because some of y'all on skateboards need to get off your motherfucking skateboard.
Wow.
What? If the hair don't match, you... Don't...
But if they're just having fun, it's fine.
Sure, whatever.
Enjoy your life.
Okay.
Live your life. Don't die.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Valley Trash.
Welcome.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Dee Dee.
And we're here.
We're back.
To weed through the trash.
Weed through or just become it? Oh my god, so...
We're trash experts at this point.
Oh my god, so today I was at the park and for some... I was getting back to my car and somebody said like, oh, okay, I'll just wait here like by the trash can. You know, like we were walking and she was going to, I was being walked to my car and she was going to wait for the person that was walking me to my car. And she's like, oh, just wait here, like by the trash can. And I, for some reason I was like, yeah, where we belong. Like, and she looks at me, she's like, you're not the first person to say that to me. I was like, We need to be best friends. Like, she is one of us. Garbage.
But yeah, so we're gonna take a moment of silence really fast so you can say happy birthday to me.
Should I pretend to be one of them and say happy birthday to you?
No, no, no. You've already said happy birthday to me.
Oh, I've said
it. We're taking a moment of silence so that they can say it out loud.
Okay. How long is this moment going to be? A second per year? Because that's a long ass fucking
time. That's half a minute. Fuck you.
That's a long ass fucking time for me to be quiet.
No, like that 5 seconds. Happens. 5 seconds.
Sleeping. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Should I count it off?
That's not silence.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'll hand motion it to you. Okay.
I thought you were going to say, all hail the queen. I was like, okay, bitch. We're done with this moment. All hail the queen, Mikey.
Silence. Happy birthday. Start now.
I'm going to drink wine while this silence happens.
It's not silent yet.
Okay. Shh.
Give me my 5 seconds.
Oh my God, I'm giving them to you. I'm just telling like, Glenn to shut up too. Oh my God, that was the longest 5 seconds ever.
And you weren't silent.
I was silent.
Oh my God, you snorted into your wine.
Oh my God. Do I need new wine? Did I get anything in there?
Your snort. That's fine.
It's really good wine.
But, so thank you all for saying happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I hope, like, that wasn't even enough time for people to sing the birthday song to you. Just so you know, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh my God, the birthday song is so much longer than 5 seconds.
No, I just wanted to say happy
birthday. I know, but what if somebody wanted to sing? You didn't even give them the opportunity. Pause. All right. We're a live audience in my head.
Hissa!
Look, there are our people. I'm always facing that
post,
one. Like, that's...
You have to post a picture of our audience.
Oh, yes. Let me take it right now.
You're not gonna.
I'm gonna take the picture right now.
I better not be in this picture. You should take it later.
No. I can zoom, bitch.
Your phone is upside down.
I just flipped it right side up. Calm the fuck down.
Okay. So, as she does that, I will...
You're not in the picture. You're not even close to me in the picture.
Do you like how I'm trying to get out of the picture?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you're not even close to being in the picture.
So, the last time we spoke, what happened?
Like, in general?
No. So, we...
in general?
The age has gotten to us. The last time, we've already tried recording an episode in the past month, and we got really tired halfway through it, because like she said, yeah. Our episodes are 17 hours long each.
They really are.
So, it's a lot of work. We start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we wind up at like midnight, so that's not 17 hours, guys, I know. You don't have to tell me my math is wrong.
Yeah, okay. And also calm down trying to correct us. We don't give a shit.
Math is never right for us, okay? That's a lie.
Actually, I'm really good at it.
But
yeah, well, we tried to record maybe like a week ago. I legit fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even like fucking lying. It was like 2 in the fucking morning while we're trying to record, as per usual. And my bitch ass just like, I was like, bitch, I'm falling asleep in the chair. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I stopped listening for 30 seconds because you were blabbing and
girl,
I have
we stopped
no
recording at 11:30.
Oh, fuck, bitch.
It's like this 2 o'clock. I was like, nah, man.
No, but also like, bitch, the amount of sleep that I fucking don't get is insane. Insane. Like, I'm literally on, like, 3 or 4 hours a night.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. No, I don't do drugs, assholes. I just don't sleep much.
Yeah.
And lately it's been worse, but whatever.
It's real fun when you get into bed at an okay hour, and then you're just, like, staring at the ceiling for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, okay.
This is cool. I'm in bed at 11.
Yeah.
But it is 2:37 a.m. and I have to be up at 5. Yeah, that's always fun.
And I'm one of those people that tries to, like, I refuse to be awake from 3 to 4 o'clock. Like, if I'm in bed.
Oh, God.
Because I freak out.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Fuck that. You get up and turn on the lights or something.
You're like, I'm not looking outside. It's dark out. There might be a ghost. There might be a humanoid creature. There might be La Llorona. I don't know. Something's going to be outside right now.
Some dead bitch who just came back to fucking haunt me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I keep looking out of that blind right now that it's like cracked and I could see like the darkness.
Yeah. It's fun. I'm just like, you're just going to randomly see a face.
Ugh. I'm not looking. We need curtains up in this bitch.
We just need to fix that.
Yeah, or fix those blinds so that I can't see.
That is a really wide gap.
Yeah.
Like, you could see a couple faces.
It's going to be at least four of them.
Like, one on top of the other, like a totem pole? See, that'll be funny. It won't be that scary.
No, it's going to be, like, two from each side. Like, one on top of each. Oof. They're going to come at us.
I hope they're friendly like Casper.
I'm glad I'm drunk.
Running away from ghosts will be that much easier.
Yeah. I mean, it might be funny.
The running part or the ghosts?
Both.
But yeah, I always forget at 3 o'clock at 4. So that's where I'm a 30-year-old who freaks out from 3 to 4. It's my birthday month. Virgo season's almost over. Fall is coming up. Summer's almost over. It's still going to be hot, so I don't know why we're lying to ourselves. Like, it's still
going to be hot. Oh my God. I don't lie to myself. Look, bitch.
I meant collectively as people. Not like you and I specifically.
Because like for me, I know that you've had this issue because I'm like, oh, fuck, tanning season's almost over. And you're like, bitch, it's still going to be fucking hot. Blah, 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 blah. Here's my problem. The next month is fucking October. When the fuck do you want me to dedicate an entire day of just laying out and doing nothing when all the fucking Halloween activities are happening all fucking month? I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time to fucking tan anymore. The tanning season is officially coming to a fucking end because Halloween.
You have time. You're choosing other things instead of that.
Okay, Halloween
is a choice.
No, I don't know who you are. It's not a choice. It's a life.
Although I will say I did recently see like a tweet where I think I told you about this.
Oh, you should come to the pumpkin patch with us.
Right now?
Yeah, let's go right now with the ghosts. I am not going outside right now. It's fucking late.
The ghosts are out. The pumpkin patch will be fun.
Yeah. We're going to a pumpkin patch.
On the first?
No, typically we do it pretty early on. But no, this time we're going like until like the 20th or something.
Oh, I thought you... I thought you were going to tell me that the first wasn't early enough. I was like, okay, bitch. She's like, I want to go the first day of fall.
No, we typically do, but not this time. You know, there's other adults going and we all needed to coordinate our fucking schedules. Blah, 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 blah. I hate that. I hate that about, like, adult friendships. Like, I'm like, we can't just be like, hey, next weekend, let's do, like, oh, hold on, I've got a fucking trip. Or I'll be... fucking flying in for my trip. I have a vacation. I have an anniversary. I have blah, 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 blah. Whatever it may be. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. We can do this, you know, fucking 14 weeks from now. Cool. I'll put it on my calendar.
You have something to look forward to. Is that one of those quotes you're going to tell the therapist Michael said?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, he looked like he had never heard about looking forward to something.
Yeah. I'm like, oof. That fool looks like he doesn't have anything on his calendar ever. Ever.
That's not true. I have Devendra Banhart.
But anyhow, we have...
I know, but that's on my calendar.
Oh my God, you guys. So many concerts have happened. So many... like, this month, this... I think this is why we haven't recorded. Because, like, every time that you're like, should we record on Thursday? I'm like, nah, bitch, I have a show to go to. Should we record on Saturday? Nah, bitch, I have a show to go to. Like, should we record on Sunday? Nah, bitch, we have a show to go to. Like, it's been like...
Yeah.
It's been a really good month for music. Like, a really good fucking month for music.
You went to Daydream.
Yeah, so... yeah, that was something that we talked about last time. So I got to see The Cure. With one of my best friends. Who we've been trying to, like, see The Cure together since we were in high school. And it's just never happened.
So I wasn't able until you were able to coordinate it in your adult life that you were able to go see The Cure.
Exactly.
See? Benefits.
No. like literally we've been waiting for this moment. Like, I don't know.
more than half our life.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great. That set was insane. I'm sorry you missed it, but like that set was like, here, we're going to give you all the hits before you hardcore fucking fans out there. Here's a song that nobody next to you is going to be fucking singing along to. You know, it was so good. It was one of those like things that it's like, he gave us everything we needed and everything we wanted. And it was just, thank you, Robert Smith. On top of that, I also got to see the Pixies, who I have not seen since like the 90s. And they were so fucking good. Like, the energy on stage was so good. And it was just, like, an hour of dancing the whole time. And we got to see the Deftones and Chino. Let me tell you, Chino came out in all white. Like, white jeans. And I was like, I hate my jeans, but I fucking love them right now. Yeah. Yeah, he... all white. Doing all the things that Chino does to all of me. Yes. Yes. It was hot. It was fucking hot. So I did that. And then after that, what did I do? Oh, Massive Attack.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You guys. So Massive Attack, number one, insane, you know, for all of you, like, cult followers, if there are any. So they did Mezzanine, like, live and in my face, but they also did, like, they covered Bauhaus, which we were expecting, because it had been, like,
yeah, the night before. Yeah.
Well, it's not even the night before. Like, it had been, like, oh, you know, they're doing it live, because this tour's been going on for a while. This show was supposed to happen in March, and then they canceled. So then they moved it to September and whatever. Here we are. But they did, you know, they covered Bauhaus, which everybody was expecting. And like, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die. But they went into a cover of The Cure, which that killed me even more. Like, that was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Like, nobody posted anything about 10:15 Saturday night. And that was insane. And then one of our friends happened to, like, know every, like, fucking security guy at the Palladium. So we got into, like, VIP. Somehow, like, kind of talked our way into, like, the after show. It was just, like, what is this night? Like, literally, we were, like, in, like, this, like, tiny little ass lounge at, like, 1 a.m. with, like, 40 other people. Like... who? That was my life, and it was like a Thursday fucking night, and I had to go to work the next day. What the fuck? But yeah, so I got to see Massive Attack. You know, Liz Fraser showed up, and it was amazing. Everything was amazing. And then the following Thursday, we got to see... oh, wait! Before all of that, I won tickets to go see Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was really fucking good. Like, unexpectedly good. But also, the crowd was really young. Like, really young. And I was like, nobody's as drunk as I am. You know, like, nobody's drinking as much. And I was like, oh, wait, are you guys, like, not 21? You know? I was like, where are the long-haired 18-year-olds? JK, maybe, for real. But yeah, so I got to see Daniel Caesar, then Daydream, then Massive Attack, and then we went to go see Explosions.
Yeah.
Like a week after. Yeah. And that was such a beautiful fucking show. It was
so good.
It was, and here's the reason why it was so good, guys. Okay, like, so Mikey and I have seen Explosions in the Sky.
Far too many times. Not enough times.
Like, not, like... next time they come back, we'll be there again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But this was a very special moment, I think, like, at least for me. The first time we saw them together was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the Palladium.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the first time we saw them together at the Palladium. And so 10 years later, literally... this month, 10 years ago, we saw them at the Palladium.
And I feel like that was the last time they played the Palladium.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. Because we've seen them everywhere else. And so this year they came back in September, played the Palladium again. That's 10 years later. And they were doing their anniversary tour. And it was literally like the same fucking show.
Yeah. We were like the same spot.
Yeah. It was literally like the same fucking show. I still had a giant beer in my hand. I even remember that, like that giant beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the same songs, the same feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing is that, like, you know, like other people remember us at that show. Like, yeah. That's how important that first show 10 years ago was to us. That other people talked about, like, oh my God, I remember when you guys were there, you know, like, yeah.
10 there are years so ago. Many, like, it's so funny how many stories are of that night. Like, separate stories, separate, like, incidental stories that just, like, you know, curbside photo shoot.
Yeah.
Annoying friend asking random people for sick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just so many things.
Ex-boyfriend, non-ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was also at this show? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, the same characters were there.
Yeah.
Were there. Yeah. Somebody reminded me that I gave them a call during one of the songs 10 years ago. So that they could hear it with me.
Aww.
I was like, yep.
Sounds correct.
Yes.
But yeah.
I thought about doing it again, but different time zones.
Yeah.
I was like,
this might be weird.
It's about 3 a.m. I shouldn't call. But, you know, I did not.
Yeah, and then it was my birthday. So, like, we've had reason not to record.
Yeah.
So, we're back now.
We're back, bitches.
You know what does make me sad about the failed episode we recorded last time? We talked about having a commercial for Disneyland. I don't know if you remember. What the fuck? This.
I don't remember any of this.
And
I was like drunk and tired.
We were, yeah, we.
I was drunk and tired. What had I been drinking that night?
Alcohol.
Okay. Just like straight up rubbing alcohol, just like sipping it back.
She had a really tough day.
I've come to that. No, don't. No, I haven't. I was like, I haven't come to that. Like, let's get that clear because, like, lately I've been accused of drinking too much. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick. That's from The Simpsons. But
I know
what Simpsons. Has been happening. Anything on your mind?
New York Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah, it happened. That's right.
New York Fashion Week happened, guys. I don't know if y'all know. But, so here's the big story about New York Fashion Week. Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, she put on her show.
Hold on, we're going to talk about this. Yeah, let's talk about this. So Rihanna put on her show, you know, her Savage Fenty fashion show, her lingerie line. And they recorded, they filmed everything, and then they were going to release it on Amazon Prime, you know, video, which they did, like, 2 days ago, or a day ago, yesterday at midnight. So, I'm sure a whole bunch of you have seen it. If you haven't seen it, then you're probably a straight guy, and you're probably not listening to us right now anyway.
I feel like, no. No, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, no. But it, like, yeah, you've probably seen it. So, Mikey and I watched it last night. Okay, Mikey and I watched it last night, and there was a lot of commentary. I wish we would have recorded that. Like, we should have just, like, had the fucking, like, microphone up. There's a lot of commentary, because, first and foremost, where the fuck was Beth Ditto?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where
the fuck was she? She needed to be in that show. Second of, like, there was a lot of random ass acts, performances. What can they call them? Performances?
Yeah.
Random ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a lot of it, I was like, okay, so it wasn't like a typical fashion show. It was literally like choreography. If you guys haven't seen it, it's like choreography and performances at the same, it was like a, I don't know, music award performance.
It was an experience.
Right.
That's all I could, because there's so many different things.
Yeah, like there was no runway, which is typical of a fashion show. It was a stage. It was an elaborate stage.
It was a good stage.
It was a really good stage. You know, and like everybody was wearing lingerie and or like bras and panties. Like that was the deal, that everybody was like in either lingerie or like a bra and a panty. You know, obviously designed by like Rihanna. It's like it's part of the line. Which is super cool, you know, like, but at the same time, the one thing that we both agreed upon at the end of the show was that I have no fucking clue what any of this lingerie or bras or panties look like.
Oh, yeah, because of the constant movement and the lighting and, yeah, where you'd like, is, I don't know if it's white or pink. Or,
is that white? Is that pink? Is it feathered? Is it lace? Is it just see-through? I don't...
Is 21 Savage just here to stare at us and be like, I'm back in America, guys?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I'm like, to remind us, 21 Savage
was just here to remind us about Trump's tweet. That was it. Because that's the first thing that came to mind. I was like, look at...
President.
Trump's tweet worked. He's back. Boom.
You know...
That was it. That was his... Thank you, President Trump. I feel like that was it. Because I'm like...
But that didn't...
No, but also, I'm just talking shit. I'm just kidding.
No, but you know Trump definitely watched it and was just like, I made this happen.
Yeah. I'm surprised. All of this. Did we get another tweet about it?
Rihanna has this line because of me.
Yeah. Rihanna's being invited to the White House right now. But anyhow, so that was our critique of it.
I hope she is. It was entertaining as
fuck, right? It was entertaining as fuck. There was a lot of dance moves.
Yeah.
A lot of, she was very inclusive during the show.
Yeah.
There was girls of all shapes, sizes, colors, disabilities, transgender. Yeah. And then just straight up, like, just cross-dressing boys. Yeah, it was a lot. There was a lot of, like, you know.
You know, so there was, online, there was a lot being said about one of the models, like, having weird stage presence or just, like, being awkward. And yes, she was being awkward, but you know who I had the biggest issue with? That Cara Delevingne girl.
Oh.
When she was just, like, walking over the... And I, like...
Yeah, I was like, she could have not been here. She could minimum. Yeah,
she could have not been here. And I
at all. Because that was totally such fine. A good bit. That was such a good bit. It was such a good bit.
But I remember I started, I was like, I saw her face, started complaining. And then she was, like, gone instantly. It was like, Rihanna knew.
And I was like, don't worry, bitch. I was like, she's the bare minimum with her flat ass. They got her out of the way real quick. Like, oh, she's got no ass. Get her out.
But, you know, other than that, I enjoyed it. It was fun. I mean, the random, like, bringing out of people. I need DJ Khaled to stop being...
DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
He's every... Okay, what I was telling Mikey was, like, that he is everyone's fucking, like... Theo, who refuses to admit that he's, like, an older Theo and he's no longer cool.
And he's also
drunk. And so he's still, like, drunk and really trying to stay relative. And we need him to, like, stop. Theo, siéntese, se va a caer. Like, that's how I feel. Every time I see him, like...
Yeah.
Like, hey, Theo Khaled, sit
Yeah.
Siéntese. Yeah.
Theo, what are you doing? What is... No.
Stop yelling. No. Stop.
No, tío. She's a friend of mine. No, it's okay. Like, you know.
Right? For real.
But that whole bit with DJ Khaled bringing out everybody. Fabulous. Trash. Tierra Whack. Love. And then who was it? Who else did he bring out randomly? It was...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But who brings out Fabulous? I just... Who?
Whomst?
But, like, who? Fabulous. Like, who goes down a list of rappers that they know? And DJ Khaled knows a lot of, like, entertainers. He knows Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, I'm not delusional and thinking that Beyonce and Jay-Z would do this for Rihanna, but, like...
I mean, they're no Kardashians.
It was, like, the Beyonce?
The Beyonce. The Beyonce.
No, but even since... We've been gone, and I don't know if you guys know this at all.
Sorry.
Oh my God!
I've been drinking.
Kelly Clarkson is where you went.
Yeah.
I have never seen that for you, but I love this journey for you. And you felt that.
Actually, I was looking at this picture when I sang it, so I don't know. I don't know. I was, like, just looking at pictures on Instagram, and this is the one, and you said that, and it just hit me. It's a picture of the Joker. Guys.
A movie I'm not looking forward to.
It was the Batman run.
What?
There was a Batman run in downtown.
Oh.
Look at that. Look at that. So, yeah. I don't know why. It just...
You know who was there. My brother.
Your brother runs?
No. Probably walking.
Oh.
I don't actually know if he was there.
Oh. Then why did he say it like that? You know who was there? My brother. Oh, okay, that's cool.
I guess it feels like something he would do. But then it was like,
I may be lying. No, to me it does not feel like something he would do.
I mean.
A run?
Huh? Not all of those people are running.
These are still pictures, so...
I know, but not all of those people are running.
Okay, I can't tell. I need videos.
I was gonna say something, and I've completely lost it.
I don't know. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I'm really glad summer's almost over, but... I don't know if you guys know this, but there's this thing for summer where people... have their little summer romances, summer flings, summer dick downs. I don't know what
you call that. Oh, that dick down.
You know? And they tend to end towards the end of summer. Or they are going to end at, like, the beginning of fall. Like, that's just what happens. You know, the seasons change, and so does your heart.
Does it? Does your heart ever really change?
Feelings for somebody, yes.
Feeling.
You know what I mean? They can change.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. So.
Several times a day, actually.
With that being said. We want to prepare all of you.
Get ready, bitch.
For that end of summer romance breakup.
Ooh. Heartache. Did you guys, like, separation. Fall in love?
Right? That's what, like, did you fall in love in 3 months?
Fall in love in 3 months.
Did you find your soulmate? Is he the one? Is she the one? Are they the one?
But, like, now you're just like, nah, they weren't.
They're the one that you're happy is gone.
Or, are you being dumped?
And you don't even know it.
Damn, y'all get ready because the summer is almost over. How many days we got left? Wait. How many days do we have left?
I don't know.
I thought it was, September? I thought it was today. Is summer over?
No, it ends on Monday.
Oh, I thought it was the 22nd for some reason.
It'll be over by the time this is up.
Yeah, okay, your summer's gone, bitch. Your ass has been dumped.
Or they've been trying to dump you for the last 2 weeks, and you've just not been listening, or you haven't been picking up because you have been anticipating this. Because you know what? You feel it too.
Or you're the one just doing all the dumping.
Yeah, you know what? We support you.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes.
In your breaking of hearts, in your heartbrokenness, in your feelings.
And you know what? If you want to cry about it, cry about
it. That's fine.
Cry about it.
it. But just know that you're going to be and crying also, while it's still hot.
But hold on. So hot.
That's the worst.
But also, if you don't want to fucking cry about it and you want to move on right the fuck away, then fucking do that and be happy.
Yeah.
Get your shit. And don't let anybody fucking tell you that it's too soon.
But yeah. So anyhow, that's what we were gonna... That's what our playlist is. It's your breakup
okay,
jam.
Okay, so I have so many breakup jams. So many breakup jams. And some of them are like, damn, I'm fucking heartbroken. I'm fucking sad. And others I'm like, damn, I don't give a fuck. Next.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I'm all over the place with this one. This one made me go like everywhere. Like we got like 80s. We got some R&B. We got like fucking pop songs. We got rock songs. We got it all. So y'all don't expect this playlist to mesh well, is all I'm saying.
Or it will. Or you'll feel it in your heart so perfectly.
Yeah, because my last jam is going to be one of those, yes, this is probably the gayest fucking song I've ever picked. So... Just FY.
So, with that being said, we begin with song one of the playlist for episode 14.
Oh my god, it's episode 14?
It is.
1-4.
We are annoying teenagers.
Are we?
Yeah, 14 is an annoying age.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm trying to think. I was a fucking sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school at 14. Valiendo verga, for real.
So, friend?
Wait, I can't start. I haven't picked. I have, like, I literally have 27 songs. Like, I'm not kidding.
I was like, it's your turn.
Oh my god, can you start? I have to pick. I have to find my road. I don't know where I'm going. I have a lot. You go first.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pretend I'm dedicating all these songs to Valley Glenn. We're breaking up, asshole. Oh my god, I think I broke him. I broke his heart. Wait, did his arm come off?
Break my heart.
Hey, you can't do that. That was one of my favorite songs.
So,
Break My Heart, no longer on the list. Thank you.
I helped you. You have 26 songs to pick from now.
Fuck. But you guys, Break My Heart. Not really number one, but number one. Okay, go.
Okay, so my first song is...
Tony Braxton.
He wasn't man enough for you. Mine has a little bit of... It's Sadness is a Blessing by Leaky Lee.
I hate you.
Who I recently saw at Yola Fest, and I left... halfway through her set, because it just wasn't good. It wasn't for me. But, you know, whatever. Anyways, this song, I imagine you're at a...
Because I can hear the thing.
Sadness is a Blessing, I imagine you're being broken up at a 1950s school dance, and you're wearing your, like, taffeta ass dress.
Okay.
And, like, he just broke up with you on the dance floor, or she just broke up with you on the dance floor and, like, went to go dance with, like, Billy the cool kid that smokes cigarettes in a jacket.
Billy the cool kid. Okay, so I have somebody else, one of my friends, fucking has a Billy that they also remember from being really little. Billy had the good hair. And he is jealous of Billy.
But yeah, Billy has good hair and he smokes cigarettes and he's the cool kid.
Oh my god, he is the male version of Becky with the good hair.
Or just her brother.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god, Billy and Becky. Oh my god!
Yeah.
We hate them.
So
fuck you guys.
They went to go dance with Billy or Becky.
Both of them have good hair.
Yeah, and they smoke and they're just like in like leather jackets and they're cool, whatever. They're the Pink Ladies or the T-Birds. I don't know. Whatever. Pick your whatever 1950s gang. And so you're just in the middle of the dance floor crying but dancing to this song. Just have Leaky Lee telling you, you know, and it's like, Sadness, I'm your girl. I'm just like, yeah, that's perfect because that's how you feel. That's how you're going to feel in that moment. Because Billy's over there making out with your man or girl, whatever. And you're there alone in your taffeta ass dress.
Taffeta ass.
So there you go. Sad is a blessing. Listen to it in your car as you're sad that you're alone.
Okay. So because you said that, it totally helped me pick my fucking song. My first song, at least. Because I also have Licky Lee.
Okay. Can I guess?
And it's a really good follow-up to yours. And it's Never Gonna Love Again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. You took the summer fling. So this is when you take your summer fling way too seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you guys, you fucking stupid-ass bitch. You fell in love.
You were in a serious relationship. They were not. No, like, in the situation. No, like, in the summer fling situation. Like, one of you
thinks like, you were planning your fucking future children. You have, you have names picked out. You have fucking names picked out for your fucking kids, you bitch.
And one of them's a junior.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, this is your jam. This is what you need to listen to, okay? So, Never Gonna Love Again is another Licky Lee jam, okay?
Yeah. It is.
And so, literally, this song, this bitch is, like, just, it's, like, cool, whatever. We broke up, but can you at least wait a lifetime? She literally asks for them to wait a lifetime before they love somebody else. And I was like, bitch, what?
That's ridiculous.
Bitch, what are you asking of him? You need to chill. But yeah, she's literally letting them know, like, that she's never gonna love anybody else ever again. So if you guys,
this is a 16-year-old. Yeah, yeah. This is definitely a 16-year-old. Yeah, yeah. 16-year-olds that are listening to this, this is how you feel right now, and you are entitled to feel this way. Oh my god!
And like, literally, it's because 10 years, the summer's over, and his parents decided that they're gonna move to some new fucking city, and that he has to go to another high school. And you are heartbroken, and you're never gonna love anybody again.
The more ridiculous one, you live in different school districts.
Yeah.
Or they just got redistricted, and you are in different ones, in different schools. He goes to Poly, and you go to fucking, what is it called right there?
Monroe.
Grant.
Yeah. Like Monroe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Millick. I don't know. Millikan's in middle school. You know?
Yeah.
That's...
So, yeah, go listen to Never Gonna Love Again, and, like, literally, you're gonna cry into your pillow for the next, like, 17 years.
Oh.
Or until you graduate high school and you guys
tears
fuck.
On my pillow. Oh, I didn't do any oldies.
But anymore. Anyhow, so yeah. Thank you for picking Licky Lee for me.
And thank you for picking that one. Because that goes to my dramatic, melodramatic one. Oh, that's my god. That's my extra.
Let's do it. Oh, okay. So... Oh my god, my extra is so not melodramatic.
Okay, then you're going to have to do two in a row because...
Okay, just go. This list is going to be long, guys. It's going to be so long. Because I literally have, like, three lists on my own.
So, when you feel like it is the end of the world.
Can you feel?
Oh, I also saw The Lion King. That came out.
We also, in September, with as many shows as we went to, we fucking missed. We missed. Missed. Sir Elton. John. Just letting you know. He was in Anaheim. If any of you fucking went, fuck you. Alright, go. I'm jealous. And you should have fucking taken me.
I didn't go.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
I know you didn't fucking go.
Just want to make that.
Because if you would have fucking gone without me, we wouldn't be doing this podcast anymore. I would go on the podcast by myself to let everybody know you're a bitch. Like, that's it. That's it. It's over.
So...
Our friendship, our relationship, our lover's status.
This song, specifically, is for the people that take, you know, summer forever.
What do you mean?
Seriously, like the idea that, like, they want summer forever, like, you know, school without forever, for the summer, whatever. Okay. Just like this feeling that you want summer never to end.
Uh-huh.
You want it to be forever. Jasmine Sullivan is here to tell you that forever don't last, girl. forever don't last. Mm-hmm. It don't last long enough for you to enjoy it because you're always going to want more because you're a greedy capitalist fuck. And she's here to tell you that it don't last that long. So cry about it and feel it, but you had it. You enjoyed it. It was a good time. Right? Yeah. I hope it was a good time. Yeah. I hope your summer fling was a good time.
Yeah.
I hope you were getting the good dick or the good ass or whatever. Yeah. Or you were like, I hope so.
That pito de oro. That's what you need in the summer. That's what you should be looking for in the summer. If you're not getting that fucking, that platinum dick, then you're doing it all wrong, bitch. You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
But for real, like, okay, just on a serious note, if your fucking summer fling turns into something fucking serious, then cool. Keep it. Yeah. Listen to Leaky Lee 3 years from now. You know, but...
Because it all ends.
Damn it. Damn it.
Everything ends. Nothing is forever. That's what Jasmine Sullivan is telling you. Forever doesn't last too long.
But, you know, it lasted a good 3 months for you. So, fuck. Get it, bitch. Now go find that winter dick.
It's cuffing season soon.
Damn.
Anyways. So, Jasmine Sullivan, Forever Don't Last. Drink and cry. This is you just got broken up with, so you want to take some self-care and you're getting in the bathtub. You have some bubble bath. You have some, like, petals because you're like, I can be romantic for myself. I love me. And then you get into the bathtub with your glass of wine and you're just crying because you're like, who can love me?
Yeah. Not even myself. I hate myself.
Yeah. I hate myself. You know what? We love you.
I hate myself for losing you.
Yeah. But we love you.
Right? We do. Sometimes. When you guys aren't being fuck asses.
Facts.
But, okay.
I said facts with a T, not fags.
Oh, I thought you said facts.
Fats, fats.
I was like, fats.
Mono.
Yes.
Saturated fats.
Yes. Fats. All of us.
So that's my level. I'm that trans fat.
Fats. You're a trans fat.
No.
I was like, what?
That's what Oreos are made, like, have. Like, they have trans fat that are bad for you. I'm bad for you.
All right. So, nothing lasts forever. I'm going to go with something just as harsh. This is a song by Crystal Castles.
I thought you were going to say Christina Aguilera.
Yes, bitch.
I was like, oh my God, what
song? Right? Now I'm trying to go through like Christina songs in my head real fast. No, so this is Crystal Castles featuring Robert Smith.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
This title alone is called Not in Love. This song is brutal as fuck. Like, it's literally just, like, Robert Smith, Sir Robert Smith, fucking singing about, like, okay, I don't know if any of you listen to The Cure, but most of the songs are, like, such love songs, and this is part of the reason why I love this song so much, because it's featuring Robert Smith telling you the complete opposite. Like, he is literally, like, dude, I'm not in love with you anymore. Like, get over it. Like, get out. So, one of my favorite lines of the song, it says, and we were lovers. Okay, so it says, and we were lovers, and but now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Like, it's so good. It's such a good fucking line. Like, look, bitch. Like, cool. I was with you. But, like, I don't even want to be your friend right now. Yeah. Like, because, like, that whole fascination, that whole infatuation with you, like, it's gone. It's getting cold. I don't need your, you know, crop top anymore. Like, like, get out of here.
I don't need your cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Or your sandals. Thanks.
Yeah. And then he says, because it's cold outside. Why are you coming? Like, so I'm like, okay, we're going to winter. He's over. But yeah, this song, like, I'm not in love. It's just one of those, like, brutally honest, like, you know what? Like, I dug you, but I don't dig you anymore.
You know what? This is when you dated someone who was super buff in the summer because you thought, oh, their shirt's always off. It's always sexy. But in the winter, you want someone cuddly and you want someone to keep you warm. And that hard-ass surface is not going to keep you warm. It's not going to be comfortable.
I never enjoy the hard-ass surface.
But you know what I mean? I'm not saying this is like a...
Do you enjoy the hard-ass surface?
No.
Like, I've never been a...
I like bounce back.
I have a friend who's a fan of what did that bitch call it? A beefy six. And I didn't know if she was referring to like
6-inch dick.
6 inches of dick.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, she was referring to a six pack, like a beefy six. And I was like, what the fuck is this bitch? I thought it was like 6 inches of dick.
Like a thick dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like girthy.
Yeah, and I was like, I was like, why do you only need six? Like, why can't you get a beefy nine or something?
That's a lot.
But she was like a six pack bitch, and I was like, oh. All right, I'm not into it.
But know? I don't even think, like, that doesn't even make sense to me, because, like, if you think of six pack, you think of six pack. And, like muscle, you think hard. Of lean.
Yeah, yeah,
you
like,
think of lean,
yeah,
not beefy. Beefy, yeah, I'm a.
Like, that's some love handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was hilarious.
That's when some she titty first, for that. Me to nestle on.
Like yours?
Yeah.
Or like mine?
Yeah.
But yeah, a beefy six. But yeah, so Not in Love, great jam. Great jam to be like, yes, I don't fucking dig you anymore. Like, get out of here. Chinga su madre. Sáquese la verga.
Okay.
Oh.
Going along with that.
Ooh.
These are all helping because I think heartbreak is just universal.
Yeah.
And it just like crosses boundaries. So say you've just been broken up with, right?
So you're
angry
about
it.
You're the one that got dumped. All right.
Yeah. And you're kind of bitter about it because you thought it was going well, but you realize, you know what? No, they fucked up. Like, I'm a catch. I'm a good thing. They missing out. And so you're kind of like angry about it because you're like, fuck, I was the dumbass that didn't break up with them.
Mm-hmm.
This got a little bit of that, like, kind of hubris, that kind of, like, pride, that wounded pride, actually.
Okay.
It's Pip Millet.
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to say Pitbull. I was like, oh, my God, where are we going with this?
Mr. Worldwide. 305.
Shot. I was like, fuck, he's just gonna drink to get better. Let's
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Let's do
no, it. It's Make Me Cry by Pip Millet.
I thought you were gonna say Pip Millet. I was like, man, we just had this conversation 0.5 seconds ago, and yeah. I was back in the same place.
And like,
guys,
the
don't
opening,
ever think I'm paying attention.
The opening lyric of the song is fuck you and your lies and your last goodbyes.
Oof.
You're a victim in your own game. Like, she's like, I'm good. Literally, the chorus is like, "Who? Thank God somebody's taken these chains off of me. Like, I'm free like a bird. And you know what? I'm about to go suck someone else's dick.
Yeah. Suck
like
a dick.
Or eat whole. Whatever it is that you're going to do. Like, you're free now. You can sleep with anybody. You can have all the lovers. You can be alone if you want. You can find yourself. You can find a hole. You can find a snatch. Whatever it is your heart desires. You are no longer confined to a monogamous relationship. And that is a good thing. You might be wounded and hurt, but there's always cleavage to nestle your heart.
I have plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just come find Dee Dee.
Come at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, you know...
I will nestle you between my tits. No, I won't. I mean, it depends. JK.
If you look like Jared Leto.
Okay, which fucking era of Jared Leto are we talking about? Because, bitch, there's been some...
Early 30 seconds.
Oh, I thought early 30s. I was like, hold the fuck off.
How old is he?
I was like, let me get there. 1 second. Let me go through my Jared Leto Rolodex.
I can't get there again.
I cannot connect.
Those bridges, those pathways do not exist.
Yeah. There's a few Jared Letos that I'm like,
Were you Jared Leto and My So-Called Life fan? What was his name in that?
I can't remember. But yes, I think that's when it started.
Okay. What was his name? Jordan Catalano.
Jordan!
Catalano.
Yeah, because it was like a mix of like his name. Yeah, it was weird. So anyhow, my next jam is for that. Okay, it's a bitch. Look, this is for the cool bitch. This jam is for the cool bitch who like, all right, she was really into him. And he's kind of like, all right, bitch, summer's gone. I gotta let you go too. And she's like, all right, cool, that's fine. I'll, whatever. But deep inside, your bitch ass, like, truly fucking fell for this motherfucker.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Truly fucking fell. But you're trying to keep it cool and you're trying to be like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll see you later, bitch. I don't care. You know, but then you go home and you fucking cry about it. This is a jam for you. Like if you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care, yeah, peace out, motherfucker. And then you're going home to cry into your pillow, and you're like, you cry in the shower, so like nobody can hear you. Anybody ever done that? No, just me. I was like, no, just me, cool, crying in the shower.
JK, I'm alone, I just cry.
I'm like, JK, I don't do it either. But anyhow, that's this scenario, okay? Like, you thought, like, nobody fucking... I'm gonna be cool. I'm gonna like keep a straight face. I'm gonna whatever, and then go home and cry by myself and just drink 2 bottles of wine. And then we're taking it old school with this one. So this is fucking
TLC.
Oh, that would have been good though. But no, Macy Gray.
Oh.
We're going with Macy Gray's. Why are you laughing so hard? She was fucking great.
It's not where I thought we were going with this. Okay, go.
No, I told you I'm all over the place with this one.
Go.
So, Macy Gray's I Try. Yeah. She tries to say goodbye and she chokes.
Yeah. Trying to walk away in a stumble. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh my God. This is...
It is like the saddest fucking song because this bitch is like, you know, I appear to be okay. Like, I appear to be free. But like, no, bitch, I just want to be with you. I want you to own me and shit. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, like, you listen to this when it's raining and you're staring out your window.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, yeah.
And you're so heartbroken. Like, it's just randomly raining at the beginning of October and you're in just LA. Like... Yeah. So you know that God is listening to your heartache.
Yeah.
Because, you know, heartbreak makes you so self-centered sometimes.
Yeah, it really does. This is about me. The world is sad with me right now. Yeah. It is raining. Yeah. There are tears from the sky to match my own in the shower. So, yeah, go Jessica listen.
Jessica heard me.
Macy Gray, I Try. This is about that one bitch that, like, you know, like, fuck, I just got dumped. I'm heartbroken. But I ain't gonna fucking, like, let him know and let the world know. But then, during the song, she does have a confession. And yeah, she tells him everything. You stupid bitch. Don't fucking do that. I'm like, listen to the song, but skip that part. Skip that verse when she starts with, here's my confession. Skip it. Skip it for fucking 5 seconds. All right, go.
You know what's so funny is that my next song is very similar.
Yes.
It's very like, you know, I'm badass. I'm cool. I got this. I'm fine. Like, don't even worry about me. But then you're just like, no, I drink about you. Oof. It's Kate Nash and it's Drink About You. And it's literally like... I'm Gucci, I'm fine, I'm living my life like it's golden, it's good. And then it's just like, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I drink about you. Of all the exes that I've had, of all the people, I'm drinking about you. Your bitch ass.
Yeah.
But it's still like upbeat and fun, so you're like dancing, crying, happy. Drunk. We all know that feeling. We all know that feeling. Kate Nash just put it in a song for you. And that's because there's still going to be some parties because it's still warm out, especially here in Southern California. It's going to be warm. There's still going to be outdoor parties. You can be sunset party and fucking being drunk because of an ex that you had. Fucking Aurelio left you and you're sad.
Aurelio, come back.
I told my mom about you.
Damn.
That's serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Kate Nash, Drink About You. Get into it. We've all been there. Don't lie to me. You've definitely drank about somebody.
Oof. I've been drinking for a few months.
You bitch driving right now that's listening to this, I know you've been there.
And you better not be drinking about somebody right now if you're driving. Motherfuckers, pull over, call your friend to pick you up.
Don't go to Taco Bell.
Don't. Shit happens at Taco Bell. The cops show up and they take your fucking chalupa.
Chalupa did too.
Damn. Anyways. All right. Go ahead. So, okay, I'm going to go with a really, like, desperate love song. So, this song is what I picture is, like, so this is, like, my dude.
It's like, it's a desperate love song. I picture, and then you, like, kind of pointed in my direction, and I was like, hold up,
No, I didn't mean like that. I'm saying, like, if it were me, like, this is, like, my dude, like, fucking, like, saying, like, you know what, like, summer's over, I gotta go back to, like,
my real life, my real job,
my real whatever, like, this is,
you're not real.
But, like, also, like, but, so like, I know, but I know, like, this was real. Like, we had a real connection. I'm just trying to, like, fucking stop him, get him to realize, like, no, dude, like, we were fucking great for each other. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you leaving?
You're
no.
Sandy in Greece.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But that's what happened in Greece.
But, like, you know, it's, like, so, and this is kind of how I picture the song every time I hear it. And it's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I didn't mean to do that.
But, so, in Maps, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, actually paid attention, but, like, so, one of the lines, like, she's telling, you know, she's like, don't stray, my kind's your kind. Like, I'm your girl, you know, like, I'm the fucking girl for you. And then she tells him, like, you know, my kind's your kind, I'll stay the same. Like, This is what you need. This is what's for you, and it's me, you know? Like, I've realized that. But also just the way, like, Karen O, like, people just picture it as a love song, but this song is more like a heartbreak song, you know? And she's, like, kind of has a desperation to her line when she says, wait, they don't love you like I love you. And I always feel like the wait is, like, trying to stop him from leaving, like, trying to stop this breakup. Yeah. Like, wait! Like, they don't fucking love you like I love you. Stay here. Stay with me. Like, I'm the fucking one, you know? Yeah, and it's always one of those, like, fuck, it's heart-wrenching. But it's so good to hear. Like,
yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It's such a good song. So, the Yeahs, Maps.
My next one. We're headed in the upbeat direction of my playlist now.
I'll join you.
Okay. So, my next one is...
It better not be my next one.
In Spanish.
Oh, okay.
It is, you guys broke up and you came to a mutual understanding that this is the logical conclusion of your relationship and you're both fine with it because you both shared something fun and special and something that made you smile at one point. And so what's the best way to send something off? It's to celebrate it, to,
yeah,
you know, to have a drink together, you know, to have a proper despedida.
Yeah.
For it.
I figured it out.
So you have Julieta, who, by the way, has Julieta! So many breakups. So
all
many breakups.
The breakup gems.
Like, you could literally have a playlist.
I thought about putting my boy. Maybe as an extra, listen to my boy after whatever he's gonna say right now because I already know which one it is. All right, go.
Despedida by Julieta. Like, everything about this song is just like, we're both okay. We're both fine, and I'm happy that we had each other for the time that we did. But we're going to move on now. And that's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, like that whole, like, vamos a brindar. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah. Like, cheers to what we had. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so cute.
Salud. Estuvo buena la cosa. Now let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. This is for those people, because it's not everybody. I know some of you are heartbroken. Some of you are sad. Some of you are in a dark room right now. This is not for you. Yeah. You are not happy.
But literally, listen to my boy, right after this gem.
Yeah.
Because literally, it talks about, like, you know what? I deserve better than you anyway. I'm out. Peace, bitch.
Julieta has a breakup song for you, for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry for those of you who don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Learn it. I'm just saying, or whatever, because Google Translate is not going to do it justice.
It really doesn't.
It's not gonna do it justice.
Have you ever just, like, randomly, been bored and you just, like, Google Translate a song you know? And then it's just, and like...
it's like, that's not the song I know.
Yeah.
That's not the song I knows.
¿Qué?
O sea, ¿qué canción es esta? Ew. That's not what it says.
Is this the remix?
Right?
No, no lo entiendo.
No.
Mejor me voy.
Yeah. Like, you become my mother. Yeah. You become my mother. I know. Mejor me voy.
Fuck you. All right.
Ay,
mendigo, déjeme entrar.
Fuck you. Ay, mejor me voy. Mom is not into you cursing at her, just so you guys know.
We weren't even cursing at her.
No, it was a TV. So it was a fucking TV cursing at her. But yeah, don't be vulgar around my mother. She's the only one allowed, apparently.
Yeah.
all right, so you ready?
Yeah.
So my next one. So yours is like, okay, cool. We're both okay with, like, leaving. So this is one that's like...
I'm gonna stab you?
No, this is... I'm totally okay with kicking your ass out.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, also, I was right. I didn't hear the last part.
I'm okay with kicking your ass out. And, like, you may go. Pack your shit and go.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I don't think you're ready. Wait, I'm going to describe the song. Okay. So the song starts by her going through some credit card receipts.
Oh, my God! No, you didn't. I was literally just... Oh, my God.
Hold the fuck up. Okay, you can't say it because it's my song. So this bitch is going through some credit card receipts, and she finds out that this motherfucker
is lying.
Is lying to her.
Said that six of y'all went out.
Shut up. He told her that he was going out with his friends, and that six of his friends were going out. And this bitch was like, four of y'all are cheap.
if that's true.
Only two of y'all had dinner. But that bitch said, you know what? It's not right. But it's okay. Because what?
Because
she gonna make it anyway.
Any motherfucking way.
And that bitch said, pack your bags and you may leave. And you don't dare come running back to me. You guys, if you haven't figured it out yet, it's called It's Not Right, But It's Okay by Miss Whitney Houston.
First of all, I'm angry at you if you didn't get it when she said she found receipts.
She did. Because... Okay, number one, Whitney Houston is the originator of the fucking phrase, where are your receipts? Your receipts. So.
Whitney Houston has contributed so much to culture. And if you have not accepted that as fact. This is your
factual.
Moment.
Hashtag. Facts.
This is the moment to accept Whitney Houston as Lord and Savior. You're welcome. Fucking receipts. Receipts. That bitch was consistent, if anything.
So, yeah. You know what, bitch? It's fine. Pack your shit. Get the fuck out. I'll be fine.
Oh, and she looks so good in that music video.
She does.
Oh, I'm so hot right now.
Especially because that bitch has, like, all the fucking attitude. All the fucking attitude. So, yeah.
You know... I contemplated putting that on.
And
I
was that, like, bitch.
It's
the whole, like, I'd rather be alone than unhappy.
My soul.
Yes.
Is alive and well in 2019 because Whitney Houston in fucking 2000 said, I'd rather be alone than unhappy.
Yeah.
I'm still sad she's
gone. And this, like, for real, like, if you guys don't know this song, number one, I don't know that we can be friends, because this bitch throws in everything. She even throws up, like, 213 showing up on a caller ID.
Yes.
Caller ID, bitch. Caller ID.
You know what's so spectacularly funny about this? In the early 2000s, VH1 did a lot of those, like, countdowns of, like, 100 best songs of 1980s or 100 greatest love songs.
Uh-huh.
They had a, I think it was a greatest love songs or whatever. They had a subsection of that where it was like the worst breakups. Oh, 100 worst songs ever. And this was on the list as being like the worst breakup song. And I was just like, this list was clearly written by white people for white people to be viewed by white people, because this song is so, Like, have you ever, like, you ever been heartbroken and you go to a club and hear this motherfucking shit and you're like, you know what? Fuck that shit. I am fine. I am good. It's not right, but it's okay. Because I am what? I'm gonna make it anyway. I'm gonna make it. Yeah. Sorry, I got really into this choice. This was a good one. I'm, you know, I am without words. And now it's my turn and I don't know where I'm going. Okay. So, man. Whew,
that was a good one. How many more are we doing? Because my next one, I think, should be my last. Is this going to be your last?
No, I have one after this.
Okay.
If you want that one to be your last, then I can just do the last one.
Okay. My next one will be my last.
Okay. So.
Because our list is long enough.
Yeah, it is. So, this one is perfect. It's not a perfect follow-up, but it's in the same house of, like, I'm gonna be fine, I'm gonna be good, I got this. You know when you, like, over somebody, and you're over, like, that initial, like, oh, I'm hurt, I can't believe, like, you know, I love him. And you're just like, wow, I really dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, yeah. I'll show up at your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
This is the fun gem for that. This is called Wedding Crashers by Aminé, featuring Offset.
Oh, fuck.
And when I tell you that it's just, like, fun, like, basically, like, I was being lied to earlier, but now I got a good girl now. I got, like, someone who, I got a good life right now. Everyone is jealous of me in this situation. And yes, this song, you're probably going to play it at your wedding. I ain't going to attend. That's a lie. I'm going to be there. Like, right. Literally, the lyrics are that. It's like, I made this song so you can play it at your wedding. The one I'm not going to attend. No, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with my honey. What's up?
And drunk as fuck.
Yeah. Like, that, you won the breakup.
Yeah.
Won the breakup.
Yep. Truths. Fuck your wedding.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
And I'm wearing white too, bitch. No.
Damn. Oh, wait, watch my train. Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, I need to show up to a wedding wearing a train.
Shit.
Okay, so my last breakup jam. Oh my god, you guys, I'm so excited to tell you this. Because this song is literally like, one, she literally says, I don't need you anymore. Okay. And if you guys don't already fucking know, we can't be friends because you're not gay enough. So, my next song is the best song ever. And I hope you guys actually do believe in life after love. Because it is Cher's Believe. Come on. Like, is there any fucking better breakup song? Like, this bitch is like, you know what? You keep pushing me away. And, like, there's no breaking through to you, bitch. Like, this is fucking sad. And I hate to fucking break up. And I hate that you're leaving. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know? But do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say. Yeah, this is like the best fucking jam. And you know, she's like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit around and wait for you? You know, like, bitch, I don't have time for that shit. I'm moving the fuck on. Goodbye. You know,
yeah.
This is a fun fucking song.
Yeah,
if you guys, like, I'm sure you guys have all fucking heard it. If you haven't, you must be a baby that was born yesterday. But
this is definitely one of those songs that, like, until you've, like, been heartbroken and then just, like, randomly heard this song and it's, like, touched your soul.
You're yeah,
just, like,
yeah, because usually you hear, like, at a club you just hear it, and it's like, yeah.
And then, like, one day you're just, like, casually listening and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, like, oh shit.
I do believe in love.
Yeah, like, damn, I could live my life.
All of a sudden, Cher is just offering you her testimony and you're there to receive.
Yeah.
You're just like,
because yes, like, I know I'm strong and I don't need you anymore. Shit. And then she repeats the I don't need you anymore. Yeah, and when she hits when she hits that part of the song where she repeats I don't need you anymore, literally like 15 times.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I don't need him anymore. Yeah, it's good. You have a breakthrough moment but you with have this to, like, fucking song. But it to also it. Has to be, like, in your car alone for this breakthrough to happen. It's not going to happen on the dance floor in fucking WeHo, motherfucker. It's Mm-mm. not. It's not, because you're just going to dance it off and have a gay old fucking time, which I always do every time it comes on. It's going to happen in your car by yourself.
You're going to do meth in the bathroom.
Or coke.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, when you're in your car by yourself, this shit, you're going to have that breakthrough, and it's like, I don't fucking need him. And you're going to, like, have those, like, tears of joy.
You know
tears,
what?
Tears of relief.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to let
Cher gave
it,
you that.
Yeah.
Cher gave you that.
Has gifted you the ability to let go.
Like that one Frozen bitch. Let it go.
Anyhow, back to Cher. Yeah, believe.
Yeah, this song got so much, like, ire when it came out. Like, it got so much shit for being everywhere. I mean, yeah. I understand it was everywhere. But, like,
I feel like it still is.
But for my last song,
it may just be my playlist. I don't know. It comes on at least several times a week.
You're like, my playlist is 10 list song, 10 song list, and 7 of those is Cher's.
Yeah, belief. Yeah. It's true. The other is just like, Love is a Battlefield. The other 3.
That is a list.
Right? 3 times Love is a Battlefield, then go into Cher 7 times.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll get you, like, through a breakup immediately. Listen to that back to back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, for the last song, if you've ever... Okay. So, if you've ever had, like, your heart broken, you realize that sometimes other people being around helps. There are some times where it doesn't. Like, having friends around doesn't help. But then there are moments where, like, you really cannot be alone. And there are certain people that you have around that really do save your life sometimes. And there's a song called Por Eso Vine by Paulo Londra. He's this Argentine. And the whole song is just basically, like, it's a friend telling you, like, he wasn't worth shit. You're fine. I'm here. Like, the chorus right. is, I came here to be a soldier in combat. I came here to be Superman to save you.
Yeah.
I want, like, and then just, like, not, like, shit-talking the whole song, like, of the ex, but just being, like, nah, forget that fool. Yeah. Like, you're gonna be good. And I want you, like, I want everyone that's having their heart broken at the end of summer to have that and to know that, like, we're here. Forget that fool. Forget her. Fuck them. You're still good. You're still beautiful. And we do love you guys.
Yeah.
We love you. And you're gonna be fine. Listen
you
to Believe.
You will be fine. Yeah, please listen to Believe.
Listen to Believe.
At least 10 times in a row if you're going through any kind of breakup. But honestly, breakups are hard. Breakups are hard no matter how insignificant you thought it was or how deeply in love you fucking fell. They are a change. They are something that, I mean, hopefully if it was toxic and it was not constructive to your life, to your well-being, to your emotional state, it's something good and you see it as something good. Eventually you'll see it as something good, I hope. But breakups are hard no matter what because it requires change and we are all so opposed to change. We're creatures of habit. But yeah, hopefully this list will at least make you giggle when you remember our bullshit that we talked about. And, you know, music gets you through everything and anything if you allow it to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just remember, there's no getting around it. You just gotta get through it.
Yeah. Just breathe, put your headphones in, crank that shit all the way up. and allow yourself to fucking cry, even if it's not just in the shower. It's fine. It's okay if you fucking cry in your car on your way to work. It's okay if you fucking cry in your room when you come home from work. It's okay to fucking cry to your friends. It's okay to cry on your own. It's okay to be alone. It's okay to not be alone. It's okay if you don't want to be alone and you want to go to the fucking bar and you want to, like, hang out and pretend it's not happening. That's fucking fine. Like, whatever you feel is best for you to do to get over the hurt or the pain or the tragedy or the heartache or whatever, whichever way you describe your breakup, it's fucking okay as long as you're not hurting yourself further. Yeah.
And always remember that sometimes you just need...
Oh, I thought you were going to go with, like, always remember that men and shit. I was like, bitch, yes, but yes.
Men are trash.
Shit, let's go.
But also
remember that sometimes... Oh my God, our garbage men, we haven't spoken about them for a while.
Ooh.
Garbage men.
Just men are trash. But also remember that sometimes you just, friends can be there to make you laugh. And if you've been listening to us for 14 episodes, then we're your friends. To make you laugh, maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, maybe 37 hours. I don't know how long our episodes are, but I hope that you just know that, like, summer will be over, these relationships are over, but there's another season. There are more seasons to come.
Yeah.
You got more seasons to go, child, and they're going to be partners galore for you.
Yeah, and like, even after your biggest breakup and your harshest breakup and your most devastating breakup, I promise you, there's somebody else waiting in line, waiting for a chance to fucking be with you and sweep you off your fucking... And...
If not, we're here.
Yeah. It's cool.
Until then.
It's cool. It's fine. You're gonna be fine. I mean... Being single isn't the worst thing that can happen.
Mm-mm.
At all. So, get to it. Go listen to this fucking playlist. Cry it out. And then listen to Cher. And Whitney.
And we'll be
Cher
back.
Cher and Whitney. And we'll be back.
Back soon.
With a very special Halloween episode.
I mean, yes.
Hopefully before the Halloween.
With that being said, we're at the end of not only summer, but this episode. Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to reach us on any social media platform, our Twitter handle is @ValleyTrashPod.
And our Instagram is @ValleyTrashPodcast, all one word.
You can find us on... Actually, you can find us on any streaming site. Subscribe to us. That'll be really cool. Subscribe to us on Apple, on Spotify.
Yeah, just the Spotify link is on our Instagram. I tend to kind of update it every time it goes to our latest episode. So if you guys want to hear our latest episode, it'll also link you to all our past episodes. I would totally start from the beginning if you're new here. You know? And then just go. We're going to take up the next 3 weeks of your life.
Yeah.
With 14 episodes. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you have nothing to do, if you're going through a breakup, what else are you doing? So
be just with friends.
Laugh with us.
Yeah.
Laugh at us. That's most you people know, do. Don't worry. It's fine. We won't take offense to
no,
it.
No, we won't.
We do not.
We laugh at ourselves.
Oh, I was going to say, cause we laugh at you too.
Oh, that's true. All those things.
All of it.
But any final thoughts?
Yeah. Like
on summer?
On summer, I'm going to fucking miss tanning. I'm going to fucking miss hot. Like, today was beautiful. It was, like, in the 90s. I was wearing a short little dress. It was cute. It was all cute. Wearing black in the fucking heat. But also, I'm going to miss summer concerts. I'm going to miss outdoor shows. I'm going to miss so much until next year. But you know what? I'm dusting off my coats and I'm pretty excited. Oh my God, I ordered 3 pairs of fucking boots and they all got here and they're so cute. I also got loafers.
And you have to wait until they get cool out. Or you can just wear them and be hot.
No, because I've also ordered like some long sleeve dresses and stuff. So
you're just going to be hot.
I'm going to wait for those to arrive, and if I feel like fucking wearing them, then I'm going to fucking
wear them. Yeah, I mean, you do you. I support
Obviously,
you.
Obviously, I always do.
But.
I mean, my dress today was black, so.
Yes, but it was short.
Yeah, but it's still black.
As for me.
As per usual.
I'm happy the hot is ending. Polar opposite on this end. I am sad about outdoor shows. I am okay with it getting less hot and being able to get ready and not sweat for a show. That'd be nice. And I'm ready for my first year in my 30s.
Yes, bitch!
So, it's gonna be a good one. You'll be here for the ride. We'll both be here for the ride. It's gonna be fun.
I'm always here for the ride. What's up, guys? Just kidding.
Until next time, we bid you adieu. Cry in your shower. Listen to us. Share us. And be safe.
Oh my god, and also, listen to Ariana's Thank You Next. Just add on. Just in case you needed that. Bitch, it's like, you know what? I got that good dig. Let's move on.
Bigger. At least you had it. That is the sonic equivalent of the phrase, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Yeah, I got that good dick. Let's do it. Boom.
Next. That's that millennial version of that phrase.
Thank you, next. Got it. So.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you. Love, love, love.